This episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast was brought to you by Venus Concept Australia. Hello and welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauty Industry, Tamara Reid. Here, we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauty Industry. Today, my guests are husband and wife duo Ross and Lucy McDougald from Biology. Ross is an experienced industry chemist whose mission is to prove through science that natural and organic not only work, but are better than synthetic man-made chemicals, and in following that mission has developed over 300 products and formulated active ingredients for some of the largest and most well-known cosmetic companies. Driven by demand from the industry for similar extracts, Ross pioneered his unique plant extraction method, which you'll hear about today, which significantly outperforms synthetic alternatives. Wanting to change the game, Ross launched Biology, the world's first ever 100% active single ingredient organic pure plant serum, and following that, the complete and ever-evolving Biology range. Lucy oversees the day-to-day operations of Biology while maintaining her passion for ethical skincare and educating consumers on skincare solutions. As a qualified, experienced, and passionate dermal therapist, Lucy deals directly with customers and clinics, advising them on how to address individual skin concerns for their skin type and condition. Calling for industry-wide transparency about product, ingredients, and breaking the stigma between natural products and the results-based ranges, cutting through the marketing hype to make decisions based on true facts. Both Ross and Lucy were an absolute delight with their time and generosity during this conversation as we deep dive into the notion behind clean science, what it means to be a pioneer in an already existing and very comfortable industry space, and the challenges that come with all of that along the way. Here's Ross, Lucy, and I for Beauty Industry. Lucy and Ross, welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be on here. Thank you very much.
Oh, likewise in spending time with you. I really, really appreciate it. I know you guys are so busy ticking all of the boxes. I've been looking at your Instagram. You are just progressing through COVID like no other business has, which I'm sure we will touch base on. So I really, really am very impressed by your time today and spending it with us.
Thanks, Tamara. And also you as well, you know, only having a baby who's just over 2 weeks old. So hats off to you. You are amazing. So thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you. Really appreciate that. So just in case you don't know, we like to start our episodes with all of our guests returning back to how and why they entered into the beauty industry, because it's so well and good to see the sparkle and the glitz and glam of CEOs and co-founders. And, you know, you guys are so successful now, but how did you actually get started and what attracted you to join our industry?
Yeah, sure. Look, so I guess with me, it started when I was very young. I was working for a chemical company that supplied a whole heap of raw materials, and a lot of the raw materials were going to, you know, large cosmetic companies. I was always very interested in what those things went into and what they made. And so that gave me a bit of a background of what went into things. Later in life, I was luckily enough to then get jobs as product development chemist and then product development manager. And so I could create my own products. I just loved it, you know, be able to make things that you know, you've just got all these raw materials. It's like cooking, it's like baking a cake. You know, so you've got all these things that don't anything like a cake, but when you combine them all together, you've got this beautiful cake. So yeah, that was my inroad into the cosmetic industry, being able to create things from the things that you didn't even look like could go into cosmetics, and at the end they did. So yeah, yeah. That was probably definitely mine. I am a super creative person. That's what I think. So yeah, I love creating new things. Yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're quite creative, and that almost instant gratification of seeing nothing come to fruition and be something in the end, and you can put that on your skin. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's always been a thing for me that if I see something and I believe that I can do it better or try and change it so it is better for, and not only just for me but for everyone, then I'll always give it a go. And I'm always constantly, you know, challenging things, because I always think that anything can be bettered. So it is, and there's obviously, when you do things like that, there's a lot of challenges in place. There's a lot of people that dislike you because of what you're trying to do. But the most important thing, and the most critical important thing, is the consumer. If it helps the consumer, then that's a win for me.
Yeah, amazing. And what was it for you, Lucy?
Well, mine's obviously a bit different to Ross's, and I think probably my story is quite similar to many of your listeners. So, you know, Ross has come from this background where he's, you know, formulating skincare for some of the, you know, biggest beauty brands in the world, which was something I found really fascinating when I first met Ross. Because I was a therapist. That's where I started. I started off doing Bachelor of Nursing, had a freak out after my first year. Beauty had always been my passion, and I will never forget. And I don't know if anyone listening has a similar story, but I remember saying to my mum, I'm not going to be a nurse, I'm going to be a beauty therapist. And I'll never forget her saying, what? You're just going to paint nails for the rest of your life? And I just will never forget that moment. It's almost ingrained in my memory, you know, something you remember forever, that at that moment I was like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. And I did my 2-year beauty therapy diploma, which I believe is a very rare thing these days. I actually went to look at the school that I studied at, got a long time ago. It doesn't exist anymore, and they do it all in 1 year. So I did a beauty therapy diploma in New Zealand, and I was really lucky that my tutor, my first year, she was actually the dermal therapist for a plastic surgeon. And that's when I was had that moment, like, wow, there's more to that beauty therapy than, you know, like your relaxing facials and your mani-pedi. And so that was really opened up doors to me. And that's when I realized that kind of more medi-spa angle was my happy place. And once I graduated, I did I worked in a medi-spa in New Zealand for 1.5 years, and then I realised I'd kind of done as much as I could with technology in New Zealand, because smaller countries often aren't as up to date, you know, as bigger countries. And I you know, knew that Australia was quite far advanced in terms of laser and whatnot. And I made the jump over the ditch. I worked for Australian Skin Clinics for 3 years. Absolutely loved that job. I worked in the Gold Coast. Absolutely loved it. I was a senior laser technician, and I used to perform Fraxel, which was such an honour to me, because Fraxel's generally a nurse-only application, more so for the application of the numbing cream. But to be a senior laser technician and to be able to perform Fraxel was just incredible. You know, vascular and pigment, that was my happy place. And then I jumped ship to Laser Clinics Australia. And I'm not sure if you believe in fate, tomorrow, you know, that the universe has plans for you. But that was actually where I met Ross. So I was working for Laser Clinics Australia, loved working there. Again, I was just mainly doing pigment and vascular all day, every day. But I had started to, I don't think lose my way was the right word, but you know, when you're like, okay, you know, I need to change it up a little bit.
Itchy feet.
I need to do something different. And education had always been really important to me too. And I loved educating. I loved mentoring junior therapists and techs and helping them with their sales and their treatments and whatnot. But I just had this like itchy feet. And funnily enough, that's actually when I met Ross. So again, I don't know if you believe in fate and all of these types of things, but it was like just meant to be. And at that point, biology had its name. and it had its, Ross had the idea for the first three products. And when we first met, we were kind of friends, and I thought, who is this man who's telling me all these things about skincare and how it's actually formulated and all these truths, you know, which was so different to everything I'd ever been taught before, had known, and it was incredibly fascinating. And I guess the rest is history in a way. You know, we launched Biology, we've been married now, so that would have been over 4 years ago. Biology is over 3 years old, and we've been married for over a year. So,
Just before COVID.
Yes, we were lucky enough we got married before COVID. But yeah, that's my entry, I guess, into Biology from the beauty industry. But I think if you'd told the former self, when I was a beauty therapist studying at 18, that my journey down the beauty therapy track would have ended me up here, I never would have thought that. And I think that's one of the most exciting mm-hmm. things about the beauty industry too, is that you could start off studying your beauty therapy diploma, or you do your postgrad in like dermal sciences or your light therapies. And because the beauty industry is growing so much, like the doors, the different avenues now, it's just incredible, you know, the potential. And so that's why I think I'll never forget my mum saying, what, you're going to paint nails for the rest of your life? And now I'm like, look at me now, mum, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think everyone's parents have that kind of little manic meltdown when we say we're going to be a beauty therapist, and that's the perception, isn't it, until, you know, we hit them with some chemistry and biology, no pun intended, but, you know, this anatomy and physiology, and then they go, oh, hang on, you know stuff. And we go, yeah, absolutely. And I can see the attraction in Ross, a man walking in, you know, talking skincare and formulation and ingredients. Well, I mean, ticks all the boxes, doesn't it? Very, very cool. So, Ross, where did it come about for you that you started to kind of understand and really want to explore the pathway of more natural ingredients and natural products? Was that always something that has been, you know, a passion for you, or did it kind of have a light bulb moment along the way?
A light bulb moment, I think. I think when you are formulating products and the brief comes through and it's got to be natural, but it's got to be to this price, and you think to yourself, well, I can't make something like that to with natural ingredients. You then have to formulate the product with very little natural ingredients, and then try to make the product look like it's doing something to the skin. So you add synthetics like silicones and glycols and emulsifiers and things like that that give you that shine on the skin, and all of those things are an irritant to the skin. You know, synthetic chemicals, our body doesn't know what to do with. It's a really interesting point that, you know, we as humans have evolved with plants, and so post plants, nutrients, our body knows what to do with. New chemicals and things like that, our body doesn't know what to do with them because they've never seen them before. So that, of course, then causes irritancy and skin sensitivity. So the light bulb moment for me was the raw food movement. You know, you see people that, you know, you're eating processed food, you're getting fat, you're getting sicker. Same thing, you know, it's like we're eating all these processed ingredients or synthetic ingredients in our food and our body's not liking it. And so then we were going back to the raw foods and people were feeling better. And so I just said, well, hold on a second. I think we can do this in skincare too. So that led me down the track of looking at plants and what phytonutrients are in the plants and how we could extract those nutrients out of the plants. And then I realized that, you know, extracting the nutrients out of the plants is a very difficult thing to do because most plant nutrients are very, very difficult to take out in the form that they are found in the plant. So, like, for example, vitamin C. Vitamin C is not ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is the breakdown component of vitamin C. So, you know, and that's, there's a myriad of other phytonutrients that break down if you take them out of the plant. So the most important thing to me was, right, we've got, the most important thing was, one, understanding plants, and then two, translating that into how we're going to get that into the skin and the mechanisms between getting it out of the plant and into the skin by an extraction technique that protects all of those phytonutrients. I mean, it sounds very simplistic, and it isn't, but that was my whole thinking. And again, as I said to you at the start, I wanted to solve a problem that was there, and I have. And I'm so proud of what I've achieved. It's, you know, in many ways, it's transformed so many people's skin. I see people every day on biology saying, look, my skin problems have all disappeared within a week after using all of these other products for years and years and years. This is the best thing for me. Like, it's not the notoriety. It's not about, you know, well, you're Ross from biology. Well, it's the most important thing. The thing that drives me is the positive impacts on people's lives and giving them self-esteem and giving them self-belief again. That is my number one.
Mm.
Number one, for sure.
And I think the other thing too, that's been so, I guess, a part of the re-education around why biology is so different and why Ross is doing is so different, is that the phytonutrients or the phytoactives, what we pull out of plants, are used already in skincare, however, thus synthetically made and then added back into the formulation. So even though biology has, you know, one plant extract in it, for example, let's take Kakadu plum, for example. That Kakadu plum extract has a myriad of ingredients within that ingredient, if that makes sense. So even our BD, which is our number one selling face serum, it has Davidson plum. Most people probably have never even heard of Davidson plum, but there's a huge amount of phenolic acids in there, like gallic and ellagic acid. There's tartaric acid, which is a natural occurring AHA. So instead of, you know, a product that's been using synthetic ingredients, which there's nothing wrong with that. Look, you know, like I do use some products that use that, but Ross wanted to think outside the box. Like, how do we get these nutrients from a plant and keep them in that exact format that they were in the plant, and then use a delivery system to deliver it to the skin where the skin readily accepts it and just gets these incredible results. And that's basically what we're seeing. And I think the biggest dent that we've made with these products is especially in the sensitive and sensitized skins. And I'm sure you would have seen it too, Tamara, especially being in the industry. It's almost this kind of brewing skin issue where there's so many people who have become sensitive or sensitized at some point to products. And so I'll never forget, you know, you have a client come in and that, you know, hop in the bed, you do a skin consult, and then you have a treatment, and then, you know, obviously you want to upsell some products and whatnot, and they'll just do the whole, sorry, not interested in your products, I use my Cetaphil from the pharmacy because I'm sensitive. And so the gap that I feel like we've filled, especially for a lot of the clinics that stock biology and medi spas and beauty salons, is that client that would say, sorry, can't buy your products, the therapist can now say, well, actually, you know, we've got biology here. This is exceptional. It is a clean cosmeceutical, but it's going to deal with those issues. And so I feel like it's allowed to bridge that gap for those people who put up that roadblock, who are like, no, I'm sensitive, don't want your products.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really love the thought behind the extraction process, because it actually just makes so much sense. You know, why are we trying to replicate and synthesize something that we can extract, that we can actually have and use in its most pure form? It almost seems counterintuitive to try and remake something in a man-made cosmeceutical lab than it would be to actually just use that ingredient that Mother Nature's already giving us.
They do it because it's cheaper and easier.
There you go. Yeah, well, you said before it sounds simple, but to me, my mind boggles. How would you get an extraction of a plant and then make it stable enough to put it into the skin? So for you, what is simple for me is like learning algebra. So then talk to me about, you mentioned there the single use ingredient, and exactly as you're saying, a lot of our clients do come to us already with a closed mindset going, no one can help me. I've had this condition forever and a day. I've used every single product. I've seen every single skin condition, every single skin therapist rather under the sun. Was that your intention to just use a single ingredient in every single product, or did you kind of stumble across that? I mean, it's very, very different compared to a lot of other products which have 50,000 ingredients in them. And then the client goes, oh, I'm allergic to avocado. And then you've got to go, oh my gosh, where's this big MSDS, and go back through all the ingredients and find out which products do and which products don't have avocado, for example.
That's an awesome question. And the best way to answer that is that my philosophy is that we should only be putting into our body, and that includes the skin, things that actually benefit our cellular structure. So let's talk about the skin. So plant nutrients, you know, like skin is made out of amino acids and proteins and peptides, and there's other things in there, keratins on the outside. Look, I won't go into it. But all of that is created by nutrients from plants. You know, they help the body build those organs, or, you know, things like that. So you need to feed the body those nutrients. It's, you know, we evolved with nature, and so we have become what we are due to nature. So when you decide to put a silicon on your body, that really was predominantly made for the industrial applications, or a glycol that was basically made as a car coolant or an emulsifier to help a gelling agent seal a tile in a bathroom. And they'd go, that's a good idea. Let's put that on a face or someone's skin. You go, that's crazy.
Mm.
Well, you know, what are we doing to ourselves? You know, it's, our skin is going to go, don't know what to do with this. I'm going to cause inflammation. I don't want this anywhere near me. So you get inflamed skin. And I'm not quite sure if you know, but the biggest cause of disease in this world is inflammation.
Mm.
And the only way to get rid of disease is to get rid of inflammation. And so that's one key issue behind biology. It's like we use biology. When you start using it, sometimes you'll get this purge effect, which means that your body is purging out all the toxins it has in it, because biology is able to open up that cellular structure. And then over time, it could be 1 or 2 days. You may not see it at all. It may last 6 to 8 weeks, 10 weeks, depending on how toxic your skin is. But at the end point, the skin looks a lot healthier. And it's because it's been detoxified and it's been fed.
After the break, we explore the success and challenges that being a progressive entrepreneur holds, as well as hearing about the world-first product Ross recently developed, which is making global headlines. But first, a word from today's Beautay partner. Community, I am beyond excited to introduce to you the latest in laser hair removal, the EpiLeave, an innovative new tabletop device and the latest to launch from Venus Concept Australia. Venus EpiLeave has been brought to market to fill the gap between skin and aesthetic clinics being able to provide laser hair removal services for their clients as a cost-effective and easy-to-use tabletop solution that will generate a positive return on investment to aesthetic practices. EpiLeave's design has clearly been well thought out. It's refreshingly compact, taking up only a small footprint on your benchtop or cupboard, and complements even the smallest spaces, perfect for compact tables or trolleys that wheel between treatment rooms. The device features a foot switch for safety, of course, and its ergonomic applicator is designed for left and right hand use so that every therapist in your clinic feels comfortable when using it. Preset parameters and an auditory guidance system make it incredibly easy to operate and ensure the results are more predictable and consistent from client to client. Venus Concept have designed EpiLeave with affordability in mind and offer financing options suitable for all investment and repayment levels with their unique subscription acquisition plan, a fully customizable interest-free monthly payment plan with no hidden cost, which is absolutely incredible. Get in touch with the team by visiting www.venusconcept.com/AU to learn more. Thank you so much to the team at Venus Concept for making this episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast possible. And now back to Ross and Lucy.
And I think that's the other thing too, Tamara. I think even in the industry, and I'm guilty of this as well, you know, the moment you hear the word plant or natural, anything to do with plants, you're like, oh no, especially being a therapist, you're like, oh no, you know, that's not going to work as well as my, you know, cosmeceutical brand. And I think for me, that's been the biggest part of our re-education, to re-educate that just because, for example, biology, it's come from a plant doesn't mean it doesn't work. And so we talk a lot about how biology is 100% active. So that's because we are literally delivering that active ingredient. So for example, let's say Kakadu plum extract or finger lime or mountain pepperberry, and all of those nutrients that have come from that plant are concentrated in one serum. And that's exactly what you're delivering to the skin. We haven't added any water or anything like that. And often when we buy, let's take a serum or a moisturizer, for example, usually the first ingredient is going to be water. And sometimes the water in that product can be in there up to about 80%. So if you've got a serum and it's got at least 80% water, because that's part of the formulation. And let's say that the serum was $100, right? One, you've got a product that's got $80 worth of water in a bottle. Two, how could it be, you know, super active? So that's why we're really trying to re-educate that even though biology is coming from, a plant extract, it's still 100%, it's 100% active. So that's been part of our really big focus, especially over the last year, is to step into this clean cosmeceutical space. And I know that was something that you wanted to chat about today. So hope I haven't jumped the gun.
So. No, well, you've perfectly taken the words out of my mouth, because I think we default into that notion as a therapist. We go, okay, plants, natural, organic. There's a lot of greenwashing out there at the moment. You know, we can kind of put it over there in that basket and go, it's great, but is it going to work as well as my highly marketed, and I say marketed because marketing sells ice to Eskimos, right? So highly marketed, cosmeceutical, science-based, just because I've got, you know, maybe some a little image of a cell on the package. You know, we think that, okay, that's very scientific-based. It must work better than something that is organic or green or, you know, even in a natural box, right? So I think that that word that you said there was the re-education. I think you guys are doing such a good job in re-educating clients. I think it's going to take a long time for us to re-educate our industry, because it's also our bias as well.
Oh, 100%. And that's probably one of the most exciting things to me, is that this year, well, last year and this year, and that's been part of our big focus, is to really grow our wholesale side of the business. Biology's it was launched predominantly, you know, as e-commerce, and from our online store, plus other big online sellers who sell, you know, other cosmeceutical brands as well, was to get biology to a point where therapists were like, whoa, I understand this product, and it's going to, I can have it as part of treatment, and I can use it in part of my skin needling. And the results that we get when you combine needling, you know, dermapen, dermal stamping, whatever you want to call it, you know, whatever modality that you're using, any type of collagen induction therapy, the results that we see when you use biology serums in conjunction are just incredible. And so that's one of the things I'm most excited about that we're working on this year, is we're just about to go out with our biology, our professional treatments, like how to use biology in conjunction with professional treatments. But as you said before, yes, it's that re-education, but even the re-education of the consumer, that even though something can be clean or natural, that can be cosmeceutical. And the reason why it's so hard for us is that nothing like that exists. We're first. We're kind of breaking new ground. And it is scary, and we do get some people who don't understand it, or who, because they don't understand it, perhaps take us negatively or attack us. But yeah, clean cosmeceutical didn't exist before. It's a phrase that I guess we've kind of come up with. And it's a space that I'm really happy to be sitting in. I was never really happy sitting in that clean beauty space, even though clean beauty is such a on-trend thing. It's probably one of the biggest moving segments of the beauty industry. And then you've got the cosmeceutical industry as well, which is, you know, my whole career has been, you know, over that side. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hang on a minute, we actually sit in both. So biology has a huge wide range of customers, but to kind of get them, group them all together, is that we say that they're looking for a product that's clean or going to be great for their sensitive skin, but they still want it to work. And at the end of the day, all clients or customers that are buying skincare want something that works. And so we're sitting in this clean cosmeceutical space.
I love it. And do you know what? I am going to, when baby sleeps next, not that we're getting much sleep at the moment with a newborn, but when baby sleeps next, I'm going to get out my roller and my BM serum and roll that in, because I didn't realize you could use that after needling.
100%. So it's amazing as your slip product. So I know a lot of companies will have like a gel based product as a slip product, but biology can actually be used as your slip product. It's incredible. And then obviously as your serum that you use afterwards, but you actually have a lot less downtime as well, and you see really fantastic results. And just, it's just different to doing needling without biology, if I can explain it that way. So yeah, please definitely give it a go.
Yeah, absolutely. I might put that up on our stories and do a little before and after and show everyone how we go there. You mentioned there that you have faced some challenges, and I think anyone like beauty industry, you know, we're coming into the industry going, we want to create community and we want better culture for the industry, and everyone's going, what the bloody hell is this? You know, I think with anything that you do that pushes against the grain, that's progressive, that's very different, you do get a lot of setbacks. And that's something that you mentioned just then in coming in and trying to do something different. Along with that, has there been any other challenging times? And if so, how have you overcome them?
Mine and Ross's are probably really different.
We did this thing a few weeks ago in regards to what type of personality type you are, and I'm an S. So I'm sensitive. So I take things to heart when people attack me. But the way I always deal with it, I deal with it with science. Mm. I always deal with it. I just go, the reason why I made this decision was from this. And I always have everything that I will back myself up. Everything that I do is always backed up with the reasons why I've done that. And it works really well. Like, I never forget the product that I'm the most proudest of is the Biology BC, which is the cleanser. Like, there's no way anyone said to me, you cannot create a cleanser that's 100% natural. Well, we did. Okay, yes, it's different to a synthetic cleanser. It doesn't act like a synthetic cleanser, because it can't, because it's not synthetic, it's natural. Mm. You know, we're using saponins from plants that do foam and cleanse. They just do it in a different way. And so that was a real re-education. There was a lot of people who didn't like the product, but now liking it. You know, the great thing about the BC is it is a cleanser. Yes. Yeah, it sure does. It helps you get rid of the stuff off your skin, but it also nutrients, it's got nutrients to help your skin too. Like, it's a nutrient dense cleanser. It has its own category and class, and it was, again, someone saying to me, well, biology will never be able to have every type of product that another brand has, and, you know, cleansers. Yeah, well, we've done that. Well, is, you know, are you ever going to have a sunscreen? Maybe we will, but it'll be 100% natural from one single plant. Mm. You know, will we have any exfoliant? Maybe we will, but it'll come from one single plant. I was, you know, you never say never. And I'm working on those things right now, because I want biology to be able to give someone every type of product they need, but it takes time and effort and research and science to combat or to find the results. Because as I always say to someone, sure, we're putting these sunscreens on our body that are either reflective like titanium or zinc oxide or UV absorbers that are on in our you put on all in your skin. And my question is, why don't plants burn? What's in plants that doesn't make them burn?
Very interesting. I like it.
But my I guess hardships or the tough times for me with biology is definitely obviously more from an operational aspect in the business. I think we were lucky, very lucky during COVID, obviously with sales and what being, in e-com and obviously online sales, went through the roof during that time. However, if anyone was relying on a product that came from overseas, obviously there's going to be delays. And last year for us was an absolute nightmare around like product launches and whatnot. And it was highly stressful, like there was delays with packaging or the packaging arrived early and are we going to launch a product now? And just, so it was, yeah, it was definitely stressful and turnaround times were a lot shorter and it required, thinking outside the box or, traditionally when we would launch a new product, we would, be able to do it with the media face to face. Obviously that wasn't an option anymore. So it definitely required a lot of thinking outside of the box for us, but I feel like we really prospered. And I think because we've always tried to think outside the box, it was okay with us. But I also think keeping a really positive mindset, and I know that's really hard and I probably sound terrible because there's so many business owners out there who've had such a rough time during COVID. But I think that if you have been able to pivot slightly or adapt in these times to you don't have to massively overhaul your business, but just to pivot slightly, perhaps there's a new demand or there's a new treatment that you can cater to that demand that could create a new income flow. I think that you might be okay. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that COVID has just forced us to, again, think outside the box or slightly
differently.
Absolutely.
I think what we've always done, it didn't work during COVID. We were a service-based industry. How can we touch people when you've got a socially distance? It just doesn't physically work, does it? It makes no logical sense. So to pivot, which a lot of our audience has done fantastically, moving into e-commerce, doing online virtual consults, like yourselves, companies doing Zoom launches and, all of these incredible things, that's definitely been a huge challenge for everyone. And the people who are coming out the other end who are thriving, not just surviving, they've really pivoted. And I want to ask you about that because you've made one of the biggest pivots that I've seen and actually making a world first product, which is such a very cool and exciting and just such an innovative title. How and why, and talk to me about everything about ViroClear.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can I just say, we only launched it last week and we're still very tired. So for those of you that are listening, tomorrow night we will just chat it about how we're all feeling a bit tired and it's been so busy and crazy. But tomorrow's obviously from a newborn, but Ross and I, because we've on top of biology, launched a very exciting new company, which is definitely Ross's. I think it's probably the most exciting thing that you've done. I think biology is very exciting. But I think what you've created with ViroClear is very exciting.
To your newborn.
Yes. So ViroClear, it's born from the pandemic, okay? The COVID-19 issues that we're still currently seeing now, which I believe will be seeing for a fair bit of time to go. Most products on the market use ethanol as the active ingredient to kill bugs. There are obviously ones that don't use ethanol and they use chemicals that used above their safety limits are toxic and can also cause irritancy. When you know, it was said that we need to start using hand sanitizers. One of the things I know about Lucy is that her skin is exceptionally sensitive, and there's no way she could use an ethanol hand sanitizer or any others. So the driving force, or Lucy, as she likes to call herself, is my muse.
He didn't know what a muse was, by the way. I actually said, you need to Google what a muse is. I said, because I was obviously, he developed this product for me, and I said, oh, I'm your muse. And he said, what's that? I said, I think you need to Google it. So I
went about, and I'm not going to go into great huge detail about it, but I went out and I just researched all the active ingredients that if you could use them. You know, ethanol was wiped out straight away because it's an irritant. You know, we all know that you should put it in your stomach, and we don't even have to talk about ethanol and how toxic that stuff is. So I started looking at the water, the non-alcoholic active ingredients, and if there was one that didn't cause irritancy and sensitivity and toxicity, if you could use it at a certain level, and I found one. And its level was between 0.8 and 0.12, you know, 1%. So, you know, a little bit above and a little bit below that. And the active is called benzyl chromium chloride. And when I started looking into it, there was brands out there using it, but they were using it at 1%, 2%, 4%, 5%, 10%. And I just said, whoa, hold on, this is the stuff we're going to be putting in our hands. And it's the smallest amount is 10 times the allowable limit for it to go on your skin. I mean, that's crazy. We might be protecting ourselves from COVID, but we're actually toxifying our skin again. Mm-hmm. So my starting point was the limit of benzyl chromium chloride. And I then started looking at what can we do for this product to boost it, to make it look like it's going to, you know, it's going to kill bugs and things like that. So anyway, I gave it to Lucy in the form I thought was the best form I could do. And it was working fine on her hands. And then I, being what I am, I was very intrigued on what I'd actually developed, because I didn't really know too much about what I'd done. So I sent it off to a testing facility in Hong Kong to get it tested against the COVID-19 virus. And a few months later, I'd forgotten all about it, and the results came back and it had killed the COVID-19 virus within 60 seconds.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa, like, that's amazing. That was in clean conditions. I will have to reiterate, because under TGA guidelines, I have to tell the honest truth about everything, because I don't want to mislead anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we then said it. I just went, oh, my God, we've actually got something here. And so we decided then to go to the TGA and work with them with what we had. And we had to go off and do a whole heap of testing. At the end of the day, we finally came up with BioClear that has been approved by the TGA to kill COVID-19 in 90 seconds in dirty conditions. When I say dirty conditions, you don't have to wipe the surface and then spray BioClear. It can be filthy and you can spray BioClear and it'll kill COVID in 90 seconds. It uses 0.12% benzyl chromium chloride. But the key to BioClear, and the reason why it is a world's first, is that I put into it two plant extracts, water-soluble extracts, to boost the activity of the benzyl chromium chloride. Now, benzyl chromium chloride is a positively charged molecule, and viruses and bacteria and fungi and all of that are all negatively charged molecules. And so what happens is, obviously, positive and negative, they attract each other. But the problem was that because we were using so little benzyl chromium chloride, it took a long time to kill, and I wanted to increase that. And so if while adding the plant extracts that I did, and I chose them for this particular reason, and I won't go into it because I have a patent for it, actually reduces the time that it takes to kill the COVID and the other bugs. It actually basically supercharges it. So we are, from what I believe, the first ever hand sanitizer to use 0.12% benzyl kidney chloride with extracts from plants that kills COVID-19 in 90 seconds. Yes, there are other brands that say they kill at 60 seconds. And yes, there are other brands that say they kill COVID. And that's fine, but they are using amounts of chemicals that are too toxic for our skin. And that's what concerns me. And, you know, I've copped a lot of flack over the last week or two from a number of brands saying that you're a liar and everything else. But it's they're not educating themselves on what we're doing. And I'm not going to rubbish any brand because I think, you know, every brand has to stand where it is. But I know that you can put ViroClear, and that's the reason why we've got two products. So ViroClear has a hand sanitizer that's not TGA approved. We're going for that right at the moment, that you can put on your hands, no problems. It's the same formula, exactly the same formula that's in our hospital grade surface disinfectant that kills COVID in 90 seconds. Same formula.
Right.
But I can't claim that in my hand sanitizer because it's TGA. Mm. So what we have is, I believe, the first formula can be used on the hands and on the surface that does the same thing. But obviously can't say the hand sanitizer is TGA approved. Nor can I say it can kill COVID-19 at the present moment because of the TGA, but I can certainly say it about the surface disinfectant.
So impressive. And I really love how your passion and your ethos for the plant extracts has still got that similar flow and that similar thread throughout this new product that, you know, is killing viruses, which is very, very cool.
Mm. Yeah, look, plants are incredible things. You know, like, you've got to understand that, you know, plants get viruses too. Plants get bacteria infections, and they don't go out to the shops and buy a disinfectant. they fix it themselves. And so when you study plants and you find out what nutrients are using to fight that, it gives you a whole heap of understanding of wow, I mean, we could use this for ourselves. And because our bodies are so used to plant nutrients being in them, then we don't get very much irritancy or very little in irritancy or any toxicity from plants. I mean, of course, you know, there's some things in nature you wouldn't put on yourself, like, you know, cyanide. You know, not everything in nature is good for you. And again, I'm not all about everything in nature is good for you. I'm about choosing the right things from nature to help us. And that's the key, because I don't want to be put in this box of, oh, he's only 100% natural. Like I'm big against essential oils. Mm-hmm. Like only last week I found out the latest International Fragrance Association documentation that ban certain chemicals or certain aromatic smells. It's gone from a list of about 30 to over 300.
Right.
And nearly every single one of those chemicals they're talking about are in essential oils.
Mm.
Nearly every essential oil has an irritant in it. And so you think, wow, they're plant-based, but they're not good for our skin. So, you know, you've got to think about how you use things and what they're good for. And something isn't good for everything.
Mm.
If you know what I mean, like, you know, it just doesn't work like that. It's like oil-soluble products versus water-soluble products. Now, oil-soluble products are probably really good for skin that is lipid dry, but not everyone's skin is lipid dry. And so, you know, the water-soluble actives are better for people with non-lipid dry skin. You know, you've got to treat the problem by studying it first.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think I was just going to say that, like, just talking about ViroClear and biology how that's all kind of tied together with what Ross has created with his extraction method. That's why it's so exciting. So when you look at Ross's extraction method and you apply it to biology, you've got these skin products, you've got this range of skincare, you know, predominantly serums that are, even though we can't make therapeutic claims, but you've got these products that are treating skin issues, you know, that fall under that sensitive skin barrier, under that sensitive skin banner, and it's plants. And then you look to ViroClear, you know, the surface disinfectant and hand sanitizer Ross has created, of course, using a chemical active, because, you know, when you're using it, for example, a disinfectant, you need to have that chemical component. But then the adding of these unique plant extracts, and the fact that by Ross adding these unique plant extracts to this chemical, has allowed it to be supercharged, which actually kills COVID really quickly. It's absolutely mind-blowing when you think, oh my god, plants are actually helping to kill this virus, or nature is helping. And I just think that's so cool. And I think when we found out that ViroClear killed COVID, and it killed so quickly, for Ross and I, we never dreamt of owning a, you know, a hand sanitizer or surface spray. If you told us this time last year, I'd say you're mad. But we've got this product, and we have a duty of care to, for example, take ViroClear and even biology as well to market, knowing that it can have a positive impact on humanity. And I know that sounds really cheesy, and even when I say it makes me want to cringe, but for us it's so true. You've got biology, and I know that, for example, our BF face and body serum is our number one selling product. We sell one every 20 minutes, but I know it's less than that now worldwide. Like it's been sold so quickly, and it's looking after so many sensitive skin issues. And then you've got, yeah, this ViroClear product, which we just launched last week, which is to begin with is a B2B product. So it will be sold predominantly to businesses. So salons and whatnot can use it in salon to wipe down, to clean. It can be their hand sanitizer at the front door for clients. It's alcohol free. It makes it safe. It's non-toxic. It's safe for children. It's just incredible. But again, it's just this plant extract technology that Ross has created and used in different applications that for us is, I guess, it's just a responsibility for us to take it to the world, because it can make a difference. So.
Very, very cool. I'll make sure that I put the link to ViroClear in the show notes as well, if anyone does want to have a little sneak peek and perhaps even get it into their clinics for cleaning and sanitization purposes. So many accomplishments from you guys with regards to biology. I know you've recently launched your packs as well, and ViroClear, and we've just come out of a pandemic. So you're just ticking all of the boxes. I mean, shall I dare ask what's next for you in 2021, or are we just going to sit tight for a little while?
So many things.
I'd like to relax.
Yeah.
No, look, My goal for this year is to take myself out of the running of the companies and do what I've always loved, and that's just research and develop. That's my passion. I love working with certain, you know, there's my general manager of plant extracts, Peter Morrissey. Him and I are very similar in that, and Peter and I just want to go into the Australian bush and find something. So that's my passion. My passion is to relinquish my responsibilities on a running business scale.
Ross likes to start companies and then to do the R&D, and then he likes to move on to his next project, and he's very good at that.
Yes, I'm already working on two new companies.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
but yeah, my mine are, I guess, probably like, again, a little bit different to Ross in terms of like the operations, but we have big dreams for ViraClear already. We have lots of distribution opportunities for that product overseas and as well as here in Australia, but very similar with biology too. I'm so excited this year. Biology will definitely be growing its large number of existing wholesale accounts, but mainly overseas. So biology will have a much larger presence this year in the UK and the EU, which I can't wait. We're working on some things at the minute which are going to be really big, so very excited about that. We also are still working on the wholesale side of the business. Well, actually, biology will be at the Sydney Beauty Expo, which is at, I believe, at the end of August. So you'll see us there if anyone's attending. So we'll have a big stand at the Beauty Expo. We've obviously got new products, and then our team is expanding as well. So we're always looking for, I'm actually looking for a general manager at the minute.
Oh, there you go. Well, if you're listening and you're into general management, amazing. And if you're listening from the UK and Europe, keep an eye out for biology making its way into a clinic near you.
Yeah, our staff was in the last 3 years is multiplied 10 times.
Wow.
It's gone up in a multiple of 10. So it's crazy. I find it hard to remember everyone's name. So I just walk in and say hi. No, I'm only joking. One of the most wonderful things that we have with biology is the staff that we have all share the same passion. We're all very good and very close, and it's an excellent environment to work in. I'm so proud of every single one of them. Every single one of them, they're not just an employee, they're a friend. And that's the key to success, I think, is to treat everyone equally. No one's better than you and no one's less than you.
And I think what we've actually been able to create tomorrow, and I think a lot of people listening to who have businesses who have, you know, been able to keep their staff for a long time is when you're able to create that environment and that kind of family, you become a kind of a functioning unit and you're all working towards the same goals. It makes it such an incredible place to work. And people don't wake up in the morning and think, oh God, I have to go to work today. I've been in jobs like that, in the past. And so I've learnt everything that I didn't like, you know, from previous jobs or, you know, previous bosses and whatnot. And I was like, okay, let's flip that. And how do I be the best boss and how do I create the best working environment so that every single person is like, oh my God, I can't wait to go to work today. We're working on XYZ project or we're working together. You know, everyone feels really supported. And I think that's what we've created with biology is this, I guess, tight knit family. And so every time I have to recruit for a new staff member, I get excited. I'm like, who's this new person joining the family? So we're just on this really rapid, growth phase of launching biology and mainly into the medi spas, which I'm excited about from coming from that industry. For me to walk into a salon to go for, you know, laser or some injectables or something, and to see biology sitting there next to other cosmeceutical brands that have been around for much longer than we have is very, very cool. So that's basically us in a nutshell and where we're at the minute.
Amazing. Sounds like you've got an incredible company culture and incredible trajectory ahead of you guys. Thank you so much, Ross and Lucy, for spending the time with me and having a chat this morning. I really appreciate it.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Tamara. I really enjoyed it.
What a beautiful couple and an incredible impact they're both making on our industry. I love the resilience that Ross shows in his approach to not minding what the industry is doing or saying, as he is so focused on providing ingredients housed in products that work. And Lucy, well, I'm sure you can hear her passion for the industry and admiration for both her husband and the brand just oozing out of every word she says. You can find more about biology by clicking through the link in our show notes and giving them a follow over on socials at Biology Serum, and that's biology with an I rather than the Y on the end. If you have loved today's episode and want to support Beauté Industry, please share this episode with your industry friends and colleagues by showing us how you're listening over on your social stories and tagging us at Beauté Industry and myself, if you like, at Tamara Reid Beauté. Read our digital magazine, search through our blogs, purchase tickets to our events, and join our club over on the website beautéindustry.com. Until next time, stay connected.